Company of One, episode 59.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan. Dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Office politics. How about that for a fun subject? You know, everybody deals with this, whether you're in a large office or a small office. I remember being in a company that had, we were dealing with, it was a contract company we had, and they had four employees, which were all just so happened to be leaders of the company. And I think the politics and the bureaucracy in that small operation was worse than I had seen in some government entities. See, we're never going to be immune to office politics, so I want to give you five ways of dealing with office politics, how to overcome it, how to rise above it. But let me first just make the statement that all office politics generally fall or come down to the issue of insecurity. We're insecure. People are insecure. None of us are immune to this. If you've read the book about Steve Jobs, you'll see insecurity in Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and, you know, all these characters that we so admire for what they've done. So you're not immune to it, so get over it. By the way, the people you're dealing with are not immune to it. They may act like they are, but since they're acting like a jerk, that certainly indicates they're wrong. So when you recognize it's an insecurity issue, and really most of it's going to come down to that, then that helps. That helps you deal with it. So today, this issue is brought to you by Discover the Entrepreneur in You. It's the course that I have on helping people develop an entrepreneurial skill set, get companies started, finding out what they want to do, and get it done. And there will be a link in the show notes here. And this episode today is episode 59. So the show notes are dalecallahan.com/59. So let's just jump right into the office politics issue. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what happens. But let me start with the fact. You have office politics that usually show up as rumors, as backstabbing, you know, is kind of things that are not on the front burner. People aren't really talking about it openly. It's behind the cube, behind the wall, secret conversations that are going on. So number one, confront the facts. Just be in the face and confront the facts. Whether it's gossip, opinions, go to the source. Recently, I've been in this in our executive graduate program that we run at the university. As people had formed opinions about what we're doing, because we're fairly radical, which that means when you get kind of radical that people are going to disagree with you. And people talk about you. And people spread opinions about you. And they spread opinions about what you are doing. Now, that probably sounds familiar to you. That's probably happening to you and whatever you're doing at this very moment. Confront the facts. For the longest time, I just played, I don't care. I'm going to ignore you. And for reasons that I needed to get involved and engage, I decided I was going to confront. So I went to the people that were the head of the source, the head of the fountain of information, and just asked them, what's going on? And weird things happen when you confront the facts. Number one, we don't like to be confronted when we are out there talking about you behind your back. I hate it when I'm talking about you behind your back and you come sit down and say, let's chat. I hear you're saying this about me. Ouch. That's, you know, I'm either going to have to go to war, I'm going to have to lie, something. But if you approach it where you're like, look, and this is what I've done, and I have done this on the go-to-war approach. doesn't really work very well. And I've done this on the approach where I've said, look, I hear you're saying this. What's going on? Why? What are we doing wrong? What's your perception? What should we be doing? I just pelt them with questions, trying to get to the issue of what is it really? Because what they're attacking you on is, or they're, you, what the back conversation, no matter what it is, what it's going on, it's often a lot of misconception. And what you're trying to do is at least get in the open and understand. And by asking questions when you confront the facts, is not you just blasting in there saying, Joe, you're wrong. What you said about us is absolutely wrong. Instead, you want to pull out, what do they really think? And it's really weird to watch people do this. Sometimes when I've confronted people on this, I watch them talk themselves into liking what the issue is, or I watch them talk themselves into changing their mind right before my eyes with me saying very little. Other times, they have serious issues, and they're real, and I didn't know it, and I needed to know it. So this is just an opening of communication. Just confront the facts. Go to the people. Find out the source of the gossip. Gossip doesn't just go out. It starts somewhere. So go to the source. Number two, which is very much related, connect to the influencers. Have you ever noticed that gossip, office politics, they all seem to rise up or flow to a level of where one person seems to control the message or seems to be the source of the gossip? Do you have that in your organization? Hey, it may be your church. Do you have that in your organization where you know who to go to get the lowdown, to get the skinny, to get the gossip, whatever you want to call it? We know who to go to. They're the source. And sometimes they're not the source because they are repeating. Sometimes they are the fountain where it starts. But find out who the influencers are. Who carries weight? Whose opinion carries weight? There's not really, if you've got hundreds and hundreds of people spreading gossip involved in a political situation, there's really no reason for you to battle all 100. You need to go to the source. Who do you need to battle? I've been in this situation very recently where there is a communications battle between multiple people. And what I've tried to do to do that is to deal with the people who are expressing, who are whining, who are screaming, and I've challenged them on leadership. I've told them that, look, how you handle this is demonstrating the leadership about the rest of it. In other words, I'm holding them accountable for their leadership in the spreading of the rumor, the gossip, the hatred, and all the things that are real feelings and real issues. They're influencers. Influence doesn't mean it's a job title. It doesn't mean it's the person at the top of the stack. It's whoever people trust. So what you want to do is get with the influencers to listen to their issue, to challenge them. And I had this just the other day, and again, at a university setting, I had this the other day with one of our associate deans who has been a person I've approached, who we seem to have a trust relationship, made a comment, and what spewing out of his mouth, and I don't mean to make that sound negative, but what was spewing out of his mouth was negative about what we were doing. He didn't mean it to be, and I kind of knew he didn't, but I went to him and I said, Look, guy, you are the associate dean. What you say carries a lot of weight, and you're out here blasting out stuff that you don't really mean. I know what you meant, but what you said sounded negative. And he admitted it. But what I was doing is there's no reason for me to challenge everybody who heard his message. I need to challenge the source. He is an influencer. He speaks. He speaks loud. He speaks often. And people listen. So look at the influencers around you. When you're dealing with office politics, focus on those influencers. They can help you to either, let's just ignore the politics, let's rise above the politics, let me help channel a different message. Focus on the influencers. Number three, don't get personal. This is where, since most of this comes from insecurity of people, it gets personal very often. I may hate what you're doing. I may think that you are making a stupid move by hiring somebody, by firing somebody, by making a policy change, by changing a procedure, by just doing something stupid. I may be wanting to go around your back and everything, but I don't need to start calling you stupid. What you're doing may actually be pretty stupid. What you're doing may be an idiot, something like an idiot at operating the shovel. You know, you're. But I don't need to go there. I don't need to make it personal because you're probably not an idiot. I'm probably not an idiot. The person doing it is probably not an idiot. I need to get above this. I need to avoid this. Even if there is a real issue and I disagree adamantly, or somebody else disagrees adamantly, or the rumor's flying around and for some reason I have to repeat it, I need to not put the personal junk in there. Stick to the facts. And if they attack you personally, rise above it. Focus on the message, not the personal issue. You want to always focus on what people are doing and possibly why, and not, you know, let's not make people out to be evil. Usually, this is not true. Number four, find the higher ground and find a win-win solution. You know, like it or not, the rumors at most places I have been, the rumors about what I am doing, the political garbage about what I'm doing wrong, where I was called not a team player, there was something to that. Where they've challenged what we're doing in an academic setting, there's something to that. When I've been accused of being off the reservation, there's something to that. Whether it's good or bad, usually where there's an issue, where there's rumors, where there's political upheaval, there's truth. There's some truth in there. You know, the old adage, where there is smoke, there is fire. If something's going on, there is a reason for it. What you kind of want to do is when you approach, and this is going back to the, you know, connecting, confronting the facts, search for the higher ground. Get to the core of why. Now, this is the thing I really love to do when you hear people arguing with you or in a political situation, you kind of want to get what's really going on. I've seen personal conflict in an office where we were arguing. Now, on the surface, it appeared that there was two teams adamantly embattled over policies and procedures and what team does what. And I kind of got in the middle and ended up confronting the two leaders of the teams, or negotiating, maybe is the right word. And, you know, when I spoke to them, what it came down to was really a use of who controlled the lab and at what times. It became an issue of logistics. But that's not what they were arguing over. They were arguing over, you know, everything from personal attacks to everything else. But until we got down and started asking them, what's really going on here? And you know what? Sometimes until somebody with a calm voice sits down and discusses something, we don't really know what is, you know, until we get asked, we don't really know what is going on. We have to that puts us back and say, well, what, why am I mad? Why am I making an issue of this? Why do I feel offended? Why I haven't thought about it? You know, in discussing things, clarity becomes, and then you can deal with a real problem instead of all that garbage that goes on because of it. You know, sometimes I have found a situation where you get a power play. You know, you got two divisions of a company that are two management groups fighting over each other to control power over processes, because one of them is building a kingdom over here and he's trying to get all the people, and this other one is she's trying to build a kingdom and trying to get all the people. And I've been in those situations where I've sat down with them and, you know, and I'm like, do you really want all of this work? Do you, you know, the one of the people playing the power play, do you really want, if you get everything, if you get what you're saying you want, this is what's going to happen. All of this is coming at you. And they'll be like, no, I don't want that. Okay. You know, and a lot of times what we are fighting for, how many times have you found that in your life? What you're fighting for, if you got it, what a blooming nightmare. And oftentimes that's happening. And what you're seeing in the offices, what you're fighting for, it's a nightmare. So try to get beyond that. Now, the fifth thing is to find the problem behind the issue. Now, all of this is same thing. All of this, you know, but if it doesn't take a very smart person, I know I do this all the time, and I ask a lot of stupid questions, but what I'm looking for sometimes is what's the real problem behind the issue? There's not one organization, whether it's a for-profit, non-for-profit, university, academia, government, no church, there's not any organization that's got everything worked out perfectly. And there's all kinds of holes and there's all kinds of landmines of what's going on. Sometimes the problem, when you find office politics and things like that, it identifies true issues. And I've been in this situation where I took on the issue and basically ended up with new careers because I was like, well, I can handle that. I can take that burden off because our group can do this, or we can work together and do this little thing that's outside of both of our domains. I did this one time when we had this need to track data, and there was this big infighting of, you know, how do we track data? You know, and one person's keeping Excel spreadsheets, you know, and so I kind of sat down as a programmer type and said, well, I can hack out some code here that allows us to kind of globally track things where your group and my group doesn't have to keep up with it. We can kind of globally do this. What ended up with is next thing I know, there's a team of us doing this, and we're a whole organization now that's created. And we actually ended up with a company off of that. We spun off of a company from just solving little problems because we got behind it. We found the real problem, and I ended up with a new career and a new company. So these are just five things to think about, is that you confront the facts, find the truth. Number two, connect to the influencers. Number three, don't get personal. Number four, fight for higher ground. Number five, find the problem behind the issue and find a new career. Now, let me just be realistic. There's no such thing as an office with no politics. I have recently been reading the Jobs book about Steve Jobs. You know, and you read this and people will tell me, well, I've read that book and he's crazy. And he's crazy. And Bill Gates is an idiot. You know, and you know, when you look inside, every company, every leader looks like an idiot. They look childish. And they are. Let's just face it. But this is just reality. This is people. We're imperfect. We're crazy. We're idiotic. We're selfish. This is reality. This is how all companies, all organizations, all churches work, hopefully with a few less four-letter words in the churches, but you know, what do I know? That's probably not true either. So, but as you look at this, this is a picture of reality, and we see this in a lot of books about a lot of key figures in business. So again, remember, a lot of office politics, a lot of what we get frustrated about, a lot of what we get up in arms about comes from our insecurity. Everybody wants to be needed, and when we think that's going away, we feel threatened. Just going in knowing that, it's probably about insecurity. that just helps. Now you can find out and seek a problem. Again, our show notes today are at DellCallahan/59. Thanks for listening.